Among Big Ten institutions, IU receives low marks for sustainability efforts from ranking organizations, including the Princeton Review and the College Sustainability Report Card. IU is taking steps to improve its sustainability efforts. Not only does the university have a new sustainability director, it is also erecting more buildings in accordance to LEED standards.
LEED stands for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. It's a metric, it's a rating system, it's a voluntary rating system, and it was achieved over a period of 15 years by a nonprofit organization called the U.S. Green Building Council.
That's IU Sustainability Director Bill Brown, who says LEED is a rating system that addresses everything from water use to the quality of insulation and is now used by thousands of institutions. In the early stages of the LEED certification process, developers comb through a list of potential points or credits a building can earn. This is precisely what IU Director of Engineering Services Jeff Caden and university engineers did with the development of the school's new multidisciplinary science building.
One of the credits available is related to low emission and fuel efficient vehicles. In evaluating all the credits that are eligible for that building and through USGBC, one of the opportunities we felt was, can we do something with parking operations?
What Caden's office found was that IU could offer a 20% discount to drivers of low-emission vehicles, or LEVs, and receive a credit toward the building's certification. What's unique about this particular credit is it can be applied to more than one building on campus. IU is currently trying to get 11 buildings LEED certified, so by offering the parking pass discount, the credit is essentially multiplied by 11. What's more, there is no quota of discounted passes parking operations actually has to sell to earn the credit. The university just simply has to offer it. On top of which, there's nothing stopping someone who owns two cars from switching their discounted pass to another vehicle, which doesn't meet LEED requirements, and driving that car to campus. Although gaming the system in this way could cost the university a substantial amount of money, Parking Operations Director Doug Porter isn't too concerned.
And we've had about 275 people bring their registration into the office and show us that they've got one of those cars. And so it looks like right now the percentage is a little over 5%. I got a feeling that it's going to be close to 5% of our total sales.
Porter estimates the total hit could be $20,000 out of Parking Operations' total yearly budget of more than $5 million. Shortly after Parking Operations announced the discount, CWA Local 4730 President Peter Kaczmarczyk says his office, which represents clerical and technical staff at IU, received a lot of complaints. Aside from the announcement coming out of the blue, Kaczmarczyk says many union members saw the discount not as an environmental issue, but as a class issue.
And they saw it as another benefit going to people who weren't necessarily the ones who needed it or who would benefit the most from it. Some people also pointed out, rightly so, that, well, it was being tied into environmental issues. It wasn't going to, in fact, do anything for the environment. You know, whether or not you drive one already is said and done.
However, in this case, the bottom line is getting campus buildings LEED certified, which carries a different set of benefits and issues. LEED buildings are more efficient, therefore cutting costs. According to the Indiana Office of Energy, there could also be some monetary incentives on the horizon in the form of competitive energy efficiency grants funded through the federal stimulus package. Then there's the question of those sustainability rankings. Although the credibility of college ranking systems is often questioned, they remain influential. Brown says the Office of Sustainability is even devoting manpower to studying these various ranking systems.
We actually have an intern who's working on rankings this summer, who's looking at, okay, what does the Princeton Review look at in terms of rating campuses? And then we're also starting to accumulate a proactive database of this information.
The issue is whether alternative forms of transportation are really a part of IU's sustainability efforts, and if so, what office will take responsibility for it? On Wednesday, WFIU's Daniel Robison will report on the role of IU's new sustainability office. For WFIU News, I'm Ariana Prothero.